Open your Bible, please, in the book of Daniel, like my name. But we are going to speak about the good men, not the bad men. And open your Bibles in the book of Daniel, chapter 1. And I want to speak to you from the first three chapters of Daniel. And I'm going just to refer in a few verses. But the title of my message is, Our God is Able. And you saw it in Mexico. He was able to establish two self-supporting churches when I left, and left behind two missions that later, one of those now is a church, and they got a pastor. And all of this was done by His grace, by His power, and a missionary team work. Because I believe that mission work is a team work. And I cannot do the work by myself. I need the support of the churches of the, like you, that send us offerings so I can be working full time for the Lord. Amen. But you know, God has done almighty things. For example, when I wanted to go to Spain, a lot of people said, don't go to Spain. We want you here, Pastor. You are passing that right now, right? You are without a pastor. I'll be praying for you, brethren. But let me say this. God is able. God is able to bring you the man that you need, the perfect godly man that you need to be your pastor. But our God is able and can do mighty things that we cannot comprehend. In chapter 1 of Daniel, the book of Daniel, we see the good, almighty hand of God watching, protecting, and being under control of the things that Daniel and his three amigos, three friends, were facing. Let's open our Bibles in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. Everybody of you know that in this chapter, Daniel and his friends are challenged, remember? To eat the food that was polluted or was contaminated with the food of the king. But let me say this. The Bible says in that verse 1, someone wants to read it for me, please? Anyone? 1:8, you know by memory. But if anyone wants to read it, I let you read it.
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he would not defile himself.
Amen. I just love this verse, brethren, because now we see here that that Daniel is purposed. That word means he determined. He has resolved in his heart, I am not going to sin. I am not going to take this food. You know, it is easy to do what the world does, right? It is easy to follow what is wrong. It is easy to do what is lazy, what is relaxed. But it is hard to make a difference, to be an example. Let me say, Daniel, do not let the world steal his identity. His identity was Christ-like. His identity was, I'm going to follow Jehovah. I'm going to follow Christ. And let me say, brethren, don't be down. Don't be discouraged. God is coming back again. And God wants you to be found doing His will. Also, in verse 9, I love how it says 1:9. Now, God has brought Daniel into favor and tender love. You know, when we decided to follow Jesus, and we decided to not lose our identity as a Christians, God is able. Amen. God is able to deliver us, and God is able to do almighty things through us. And the Bible says, God had brought Daniel. Who did the work? Why Daniel found grace or favor and tender love in the eyes of the eunuchs? Why? Because God is able. I was telling you that when I was going to Spain, a lot of people said, don't go, don't go. Even my church people there in Mexico, they said, Pastor, don't leave us. We were growing. We were having a lot of people. But I say, I need to be obedient to the word of God, to the voice of God. And God has been able to open doors. It has been tough. It has been very difficult. It has been like a roller coaster, ups and downs. But God is faithful. And I want to die doing His will and not my will. You know, churches in the U.S. and other countries have called me and said, why don't you come here and be the pastor? I said, that would be an easy task for me because I've been here and follow me, please. Don't get me wrong. When I said it's easy, it's going to be easier to be just being one of the churches of the ABA and be the pastor or do Hispanic work, something that I have done in the past. But this is a challenge to go in a foreign country that is Catholic. They don't want to believe in Jesus Christ. But God wants us to be shining and showing them that our God is able. And I can say that God has brought me into Spain because He has shown me His power, His love, His tender love, His favor. Amen. Even Spanish people say, you know, I don't know if you're going to believe this, but this is the truth. God is watching me. The Spaniard says, we like the way that you talk. The accent. I do speak Spanish. They do speak Spanish. But the Spaniard says, like the England people say to you, the Brits, they said, we speak the pure English. They said, we speak the pure Spanish. You know, that's okay. I let them be. But they said, we like your accent. Well, that gives me favor, grace, open, divine appointment, opportunity to present the gospel. You pray for us. So when God brought Daniel and his friends, the Bible says in verse 18, that at the end of the 10 days, they were found 10 times better than the other people. In verse 19, and the king commuted with them, and among them all was found, no like Daniel, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There were no like them. Amen. Why? Because they took the decision, do not be defiled with the food of the king. That was a strong decision. That was a Christ-like decision. That was a challenge. And brethren of this church, I challenge you today to follow Christ. And God will give you what you need. Look, verse 1:17. And for these four children, Daniel and his three friends, God, again, God under control, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. I just love that verse, brother. God brought and gave whatever we need. Because our God, what is my title? Is able. Our God is able. Let's move on to chapter 2. Our God is able. Don't lose. Don't get the world. It's still your identity. But number 2, in verse 28. Who wants to read 2:28? You remember, the context is that the king got a dream. And the king Nebuchadnezzar don't know how, who, or what it means. Remember? And he was looking, and the Bible says that he was looking among all the wise men, all the astrologers. But the Bible says in chapter 2, but there was no man in earth that could or can reveal that dream. But in verse 28, who wants to read it? Go ahead, brother.
But there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets, maketh known to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, that shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and thy visions of thy head upon thy bed are these.
Amen. But, I like those but, contrast. Everything was black in the past, if you let me use that expression, because the Bible says that the king wanted to kill all the men, all the wise men, because nobody can do it. But in verse 17, the Bible says, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, his companions. That's what the Bible says. Daniel, instead of being crying, complaining, and murmuring, he went to his friend's sister and said, let us pray. Did he not? Look, verse 17. And Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to the three amigos. And look, verse 18. That day, that means the purpose that he went to that house, that they would desire mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret. You know, sister, Daniel knew that he was able. And he went on his knee with his friend, on his knee, to ask the mercies. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, new are the mercies of God every day. They are new. And what that means in Lamentations, you write it and you can look at it, is that every single new mercy that God gives us is every morning. Is refreshed. Is new. He doesn't repeat the blessings. He gives us new things, new mercies. God revealed this to Daniel. And in verse 19, the Bible says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. Daniel didn't do anything. The Bible is here in passive voice, was revealed, which means Daniel received this blessing. Daniel received from God the revealed of the dream. In an eye vision, then Daniel blessed the Lord of heaven. That means Daniel gave the glory to God. That means Daniel recognized and acknowledge that was God's answer prayers. In his own time, in his own way, he always will be there. That's our God, the one that is able. Amen. That's what I like when he said, but, verse 28, but there is a God. Right? Just remember that, brethren and sisters, today. There is a God that we know. And our God is what? Able. Able to what? Able to reveal and to make things clear and happen. Because in this context we can see that God revealed very clearly to Daniel, but also makes these things happen. Our God is able. When people tell us there is no way, God opened a way. When people tell us, no, you cannot do it, God says, you can do it, all things through him who strengthens us. God is able. And I want to finish in verse chapter 3. Again, our God is able. We are not going to let rob God's glory. We are going to give all the glory to God. And the three amigos, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they walked, as we were singing, they walked with God. In chapter 3, you know this story. Nebuchadnezzar
builds up a big statue and says, every tongue, every language, right, will worship and bow down before this idol. The Bible says that they did not. Chapter 3, verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are now careful to answer thee in this matter.
Yes.
Amen? Amen? They were not afraid because they knew that God is able. And look, verse 17, that's the best of the best.
Right.
If it be so, our God, whom we serve. And I underline, is what?
Yes, sir.
Is what?
Able.
Our God is able. That's what they said. To deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. They had trust in Jesus Christ and God, because they said, will deliver us. They didn't know if he would, but they said, well, he can do it. He's able. But listen to this. I love what verse 18 also says. But if not, because sometimes we are convenience Christians, right? If the Lord answers my prayers, I will go to church. If the Lord answers my prayers, I will give the tithe. If the Lord answers the prayers, I will send a mission. No, 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 no. Faith. We walk by faith.
Amen.
I was coming here, brethren, believe me, and I was coming from after lunch and talking to the pastor. I came by Brother Kevin. You know Brother Kevin, missionary in Ashland. I spent an hour with him. I love missionaries too. And he was very gentle and opened his heart in his building. And I was there talking before I came here. But before I got there, I passed through a very tempest. Black, and it was pouring out. He told me that in Iceland, there were some places that there were flood. That it was bad. It was raining so hard. And you know, our God is able. He told me that he has one of the best attendants today. When they got there, he said, only my wife and I were here. And suddenly, the people came, almost 40 people. Wow. He gave me a good illustration to tell you. Next week he's coming, you can ask him. Our God is able. But if not, that's okay. Be it known unto thee, O King, that we will now serve thy gods with G, little g, no capital G, Lord G, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. That's a challenge. That's faith. That's brave people for Christ, brave people for God. I mean, they say first, God will, God is able, and he will deliver. But if he doesn't want to do it, we will not adore your image. We will keep serving the Lord. We are here for God.
Amen.
We are here because of his grace. We are here because he is with us. And in 3:28, the Bible says, then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, blessed be this God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. Wow, what a verse. If you obey, God is faithful. If we obey, he answers prayers. If we do what he wants us to do, he will deliver us if we trust in him and have changed the king's word. But what I love is, and you know that Bible story, God has sent his angel. You know what is theophany, right? Theophania. Speaking about that, the four image or shadow inside was God, was Jesus. In the midst of that trial, in the midst of that fire. I don't remember how it goes in English, but I do remember the translation in Spanish. And it says that when they went out of that fire, their clothes don't even stink. Smoke, you know. When I cook or I grill in my home, all my clothes smell, you know. But I smell charcoal, smell wood. You know what I mean? The Bible says that when they go out, their clothes don't even smell the fire. Our God does almighty, huge, great things. He's able. He's able to deliver us. Verse 39. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Sadra, Mesach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a downhill, because there is no other God. There is not other God that can deliver after this sort. There is no other God than our God. Amen. Amen. There is not other God that can deliver us. You know, brethren, if you decided to help me and to support me every month, it's okay. If you don't decide it, God is able. I've been in Spain 12 years. In the first year, we didn't have the 100% whatever we set up, you know, for my salary. We were in almost half or 60%, but my God was able. And after the year, we had the 100%. Churches of the American Baptist told me, we need to see you there. I said, how how do you want me to go there if I don't have the support? But God told me something there. I am able. I can do it. You go and obey, and I will supply your needs. Since 2014, God has never forsaken me, my family. And all my needs are supplied. But tonight I want you to pray for me. If you don't take the decision to support us or help us financially, that's okay. But please, I am begging you tonight, pray for me. Pray for my family. That doesn't cost you very much. Only to get in your knees, in your heart, and to pray to God. Sometimes there are people that are old, like me. I am old now, getting old. And they say, oh, Pastor, I cannot do anything. I am 85 years old. I cannot walk. I say, hey, wait a minute. There is something that you can do for me. If not, read Luke. Is Luke 2, chapter 2? There was an old widow lady that she always go to church or to the temple to pray. That's something that you can do. Pray for this missionary. Pray for the missionaries around the world. And remember tonight, our God is able. Amen? Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we come to your presence knowing that you are able. But we want to say thank you. Thank, Lord, for your almighty hand, for your protection. As I was coming here, you protect me from that tempest because you are able. Now, Lord, bring me back to Sullivan, Missouri, and take me tomorrow to Little Rock and be with me in all the troubles and all the trips that I have ahead, trusting that you are with us and that you are able. Also, Lord, we ask you for this church to deliver them a good man, to give them the right man that they need to be their pastor, because you are able.
You were able to and are able to do great, great things. You can give them the right man. Please, Lord, give to this church the godly men that they need. And again, thank you, Lord, for all your goodness and for all that you have done through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brethren. God bless you.